resources are concentrated in the Ituri province of DRC, a mining region that borders South Sudan and Uganda. The area is remote, but many people come and go for work. In Uganda's capital, two people who'd recently traveled to DRC came back sick, and one died. The outbreak was sparked by a rarer strain of the Ebola virus, for which there are no approved tests or vaccines. Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The National Weather Service is forecasting possible widespread severe weather over the next 2 days for parts of Kansas and Nebraska. Storms last night caused significant damage in north central and northwest Kansas with reports of downed trees and power lines. The National Weather Service says winds were estimated at about 90 miles per hour in and around Concordia, Kansas. A wind advisory is in effect for north central and parts of central Kansas today, including Clay, Cloud, Geary, Lyon, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. That wind advisory runs until 9 o'clock tonight. Forecasts call for a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms for tomorrow with the possibility of tornadoes, hail, and strong winds. Meanwhile, a red flag warning covers much of western Kansas, where critically dry conditions and strong winds have sparked numerous grass fires and stirred up dust storms. The Topeka Zoo said farewell to their African elephant Tembo yesterday. The zoo said on social media that veterinarian and animal care staff euthanized Tembo after a rapid decline in her health. She was 56 years old, one of the oldest African elephants in the U.S., well beyond the average life expectancy for her species. She arrived at the Topeka Zoo in 1976. In their last game of the regular season, KU baseball team lost to BYU 5-4 in 11 innings. Despite the loss, the Jayhawks won the Big 12 Conference regular season title outright on Friday.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
Windy and warm today under mostly sunny skies. We're looking for highs in the upper 80s with winds from the south 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusts to 40 miles per hour. We've got a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. Some of those thunderstorms may be severe. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Congratulations to all KU, K-State, Emporia State, and everybody else who's graduating this weekend. It's a windy weekend for graduation. We'll take a look at the forecast coming up in just a minute. Just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR, traffic jams can be caused by lots of things. Road construction, traffic accidents, but grizzly bears? That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Again, a windy and warm weekend for graduation. Highs today in the upper 80s. Winds from the south 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for portions of the KPR listening area until 9 o'clock tonight. We've got a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight, lows around 70. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. Some of those storms tomorrow may be severe. Highs around 90 tomorrow. It's 77 in Lawrence, 76 degrees in Manhattan, 77 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
This is NPR News.
In this week's Cineplexity, where we use movies to talk about everything else, we're taking on weddings in the movies.
It shows so many different kinds of being human. You have to navigate family dynamics. You have to navigate money, pressure. It shows, you know, how you actually find the person that you're willing to plan a wedding with.
The best and worst of this beloved trope this weekend on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, presenting their 2026 induction ceremony featuring performances by the Get Up Kids, Andy McKee, Brody Buster, and Main Street, May 30th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at ksmhof.org.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday, including the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. And then stay with us here on KPR, here on KPR One, coming up right after Weekend Edition Sunday. It's This Old House Radio Hour. Before you leave on your vacation, you probably have a checklist of things to do. Gas up the car, pack your suitcase, put a hold on your newspaper delivery. But maybe you should include a checklist for your house. That's on This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR One. If you're joining us this morning on KPR Two, stay tuned for This American Life coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR Two.
Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting.
Free the Grant Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour with tips on what to do with your house before you leave for vacation. That's just ahead here on KPR. Mostly sunny, windy, and warm today with highs in the upper 80s. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. Some of them may be severe. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Kind of homecoming that ends in a call to your insurance company.
Make sure you have a home recording saved to your cloud. You can use that home recording for your insurance claim.
When TV host Michaela Malazzi thinks about home, she starts with the driveway because that meant a full house and life was happening inside.
You never think this is not going to be forever. Still, when I dream about home, it's that house.
Your attic might be the biggest untapped room in your house. How to tell if it's ready to become a real living space. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Join us for 105 Live from the Dole Institute, food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas. Every Thursday in June, food trucks start at 11:30, music at 1 p.m. Mostly sunny, windy, and warm today. We're looking for highs in the upper 80s. Winds from the south, 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Parts of the KPR listening area are under a wind advisory until 9 o'clock tonight. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. Some of those may be severe. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Manhattan.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported.
Dining door was like always steamy.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails, Inc., partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org. You can also find out more about Kansas Trails, Inc., coming up on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning. I hit the trail with Mike Scanlon. He's executive director of Kansas Trails, Inc. We'll have that conversation and more on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning, right after This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House... This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Legacy Box, dedicated to helping customers turn boxes with family videos and photos into memories that can be shared with generations to come. More at legacybox.com.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Prairie Journal is coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Trails.org. I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll have more Prairie Journal coming up right after this. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from the LEAD Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the LEAD for 2026-27 events, including the New York Philharmonic String Quartet and a cappella group Chanticleer. Details at lead.ku.edu. Mostly sunny, windy, and warm today. Highs in the upper 80s. It's 81 in Lawrence, 81 in Manhattan. This is KPR. Welcome back to Prairie Journal. I'm Kay Mack, University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through the 7th, 11th through the 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theaterlawrence.com. And from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventive care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting. It's free at the Lawrence Public Library on Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. Sunny, windy, and warm this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. A 40% chance of showers overnight tonight. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Some of those may be severe. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Topeka, 82 in Manhattan. This is KPR.